Our reading for Wednesday, July 8th, begins in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 35. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 35. But someone will ask, "How are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? You foolish person! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. For not all flesh is the same, but there is one kind for humans, another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is of one kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. So is it with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is the first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust, and as is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. So Paul is continuing to talk about the idea of resurrection. We talked yesterday about how important the resurrection of Christ is to our hope as Christians. But today he addresses the question of how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? There are false teachings that are out in the world that put forth the idea that this body is going to be reconstituted and we're going to live on this earth again with Jesus. And this teaching here is directly contradictory to that. Paul tells us what kind of body we're going to have, but he uses an illustration. He says, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. So he's talking about seed, sowing the seed out in your garden. And that external kernel that protects the internal part of that seed has to decay, and then it begins to grow new roots and grow a new plant. And I'm no expert in those matters. Come take a look at my garden and you'll know that I'm definitely not an expert. But I understand the principle that he is giving, and I think everybody else at that time did, and we can understand today. It says, what you sow does not come to life. New life doesn't come out of that seed without the death. So he says, what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel perhaps of some wheat or some other grain. God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. You know, you put a seed out there for tomato plants, you're not going to get a pepper plant instead. It's going to reproduce after its own kind. That's always been that way. God gives it that body as he has chosen. He has chosen what that was going to be. Now, for not all flesh is the same. You know, the body of a human is not the same as the body of animals or birds or fish. It says there are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. It begins to talk about the sun, the moon, the stars. They're not all the same. I don't really understand how they determine things from so far away, but scientists say that when they look at the stars that are out there and they look at other solar systems that are out there, that each one is a little bit different, and the suns in those solar systems are a little bit different. Of course, when we say sun and stars here, we're talking about the sun of our solar system versus the stars we see in the sky. But they all differ in different ways, and you can look up at night and see that. Some are brighter, some are dimmer, some have a little bit of color to them, some of them are a little more white. You know, they have differences within them. And so he says, so it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. This body is perishable. It's breaking down. Some of us know that all too well. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. Sown in weakness, raised in power. Sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body. Now we're getting down to the bedrock of the matter. We're talking about a complete different existence. We're not going to live in this body after the resurrection. This body was simply a vessel for us to live on this earth and nothing more. That which lives within us, that is in the image of God, that spirit that is within us, just like God is a spirit, that is what is going to be immortal. That which is going to live for all time, and it'll either be put into heaven as a reward or hell as a punishment. So, verse 45, thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. This last Adam became a life-giving spirit. And he's not talking literal Adam as the second Adam, but he's saying, by Adam, sin came into the world. By Jesus, salvation came into the world to overcome sin. Said, it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural and then the spiritual. We live in this natural existence and then we'll live in a spiritual existence. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust, the second from heaven. Still talking about the man, Adam, versus Jesus, the Son of God. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. That is a likeness. You know, just like Adam, we live in this body on this earth. And later on, after the resurrection, we will live as a spirit, just like Jesus was before he came and dwelled in a body as well. So, as was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. That's the way we live. That's the nature of this existence, and this existence ends. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. But there's a duality there. You know, we're in a physical body, but it's a vessel for the spirit. The spirit lives on, the body does not. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood, that which we're living in now, this that we can touch, we can feel, we can pinch, we can, you know, we can feel all these things, it's not going to live on and it's not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. And he says, I tell you a mystery. Okay, so we talked Sunday about the idea that Paul had a mystery about the gospel, but he shared that mystery with us, and that allows us to know the things that even the apostles knew. So he says, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. So if we don't die in this body and go into the earth and this body decay, if we're still alive when the resurrection comes, he says, we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will all be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed from this perishable to the imperishable, from this physical to the spiritual. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, this mortal body must put on immortality. Otherwise, we can't go on in that existence. We can't receive heaven. We can't go into heaven unless we put on that immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass. Okay? Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. It's not until that point, when we are resurrected and we are judged, and we're judged found faithful, that the sting of death is gone away with. And sin is truly overcome. Up until that point, we still have that free choice while we live on this earth. Verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Absolutely thanks be to God, because without Jesus, without God the Father sending him, and without God the Father having that eternal plan for us, we don't have any of this. It's none of it. It's nothing. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. So knowing all of these things, then make sure of where you are. Be steadfast in the faith. Don't let things move you. Don't let things change you. Don't be affected by the winds of doctrine that are out there and false teachings that are out there. And always abound in the work of the Lord, the work that has been assigned to us as His children and as Christians. And know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. We're not doing these things in some vain manner or for some vain reason. We do it for a solid reason, the promises of God. Thank you for listening today. We will pick up with 1 Corinthians chapter 16 in tomorrow's reading. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.